Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Domain Masters. Great week ahead of us, and a great conference is coming up, Traffic Orlando, and that's going to be the subject of our show tonight. We're going to have on Rick Schwartz and Howard New, the founders and creators of Traffic, and we're going to talk about the Traffic Conference in Orlando, what the agenda looks like, and also the domain auction, along with some of the other industry items and news items that are worthy discussing that's going on in the industry right now. And there's all kinds of things going on with PPC and tasting and ICANN regulations and price changes and all kinds of stuff. And Howard and Rick have been in the domain industry for a long time, Howard more so on the legal side, and Rick as a domainer from the very early 90s. Can give his give their insight on what they're seeing in the industry. One of the unique things about Rick Schwartz is that he has a lot of foresight and intuition about what's going on in the industry and what it means for the future, and can kind of predict what's going to be good and what's going to be bad, what's successful, what's not, and has been very successful in running his own domain business in that manner. So it's going to be a great show to talk to him about, especially with all the changes in the economy and the changes in the domain environment. We're going to take a commercial break and come back on with Rick Schwartz and Howard New from Traffic. Stay tuned.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Okay, so you're telling me that if I put the GoCurrency converter on my site, all my international customers can see how much they're paying in their own currency?
Yeah, GoCurrency.com has free currency converters, language translations, international clocks, everything you need to do international business.
So how does it work?
Conversion elves.
Conversion elves?
Yeah, watch. Want to know what this will cost in euros? Check this out.
Listen up, elves. We got one. $34 US. I need that in euros. Now, people. We got it. Put it up there, elves.
Wow. Currency elves. Who knew?
GoCurrency.com. Free currency converters, language translations, and more. GoCurrency.com.
Hello. Welcome to our website.
Website traffic isn't about paying for clicks.
Okay, so I guess we're going to wait until everyone shows up and then we'll...
It's about having the right content. So while you're searching for more traffic, the folks at InfoSearch Media are creating the content people are searching for. With InfoSearch Media, you can get more traffic for less money than PPC. So the next time you need to speak to your customers...
Welcome to our website.
They're already searching for you. InfoSearch Media. Get content that really clicks.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan from the Daily Searchcast. You know, we love bringing you the news every day, and that's made possible by the sponsorship of BruceClay.com. They've just made Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest-growing private businesses. They've exhibited and sponsored at my conferences from the very beginning. Bruce has got that long-standing search engine relationship chart, had been out there with the code of ethics, been a search engine expert in the field for ages. But did you know that Bruce Clay can do more than help you with just SEO? They can do PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding. Everything you need for success in the online marketplace, you can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years, offices worldwide, they've got answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Bruce Clay Incorporated.
This is Rainmaker.
As I told everyone, you know, we got you a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're happy with this guy.
He massages me.
Yep.
I like that.
Her shoulders.
Yes. Clarify that. Yes, not my vajayjay.
According to Oprah.
No vajayjay rubbing.
Jesus.
Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel.
Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Find the WebmasterRadio.fm Web 2.0 watering hole and have a drink on us. WebmasterRadio.fm is now on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Find us now on the WebmasterRadio.fm homepage.
Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Hello, welcome back to Domain Masters. This is Monty Khan, your host. I have Rick Schwartz and Howard New, the creators of and founders of Traffic, the Traffic Conference. Rick Schwartz, a.k.a. known as the Domain King and Web Father, is the CEO and co-founder of Traffic and is one of the early domain pioneers dating back from 1995. Rick has a prime portfolio of one- and two-word domain names, including candy.com, properties.com, and tradeshows.com. Howard New has been practicing law since 1968, and prior to his time was a practicing certified public accountant, and I know that better than anyone. As former municipal judge and mayor of and councilman of the city of North Miami-Dade, past president of the Dade Bar Association and the Dade County League of Cities, Gold Coast League of Cities, and lecturer of Florida Bar, he is well-known and well-respected in the South Florida legal and judicial government communities, and he is one of the leading domain attorneys as well. Rick and Howard, welcome back to Domain Masters.
Thank you, Monty. Good to be here.
Nice to have you back on board, and of course, you're one of my most frequent guests and one of the most knowledgeable in the domain industry. Obviously, we have a big conference coming up in Orlando and wanted to go over kind of the agenda, what's going to make Traffic Orlando different than all the rest, and some of the things that are on the plate for that event. So why don't we go through that? Who wants to address the schedule and kind of what makes Traffic Orlando a little bit different than all the other events that we've had so far?
Howard is good at this stuff.
Oh, no. You're the one who does the schedule, Rick. Go ahead.
This is us pointing the finger at it. Neither of us ever want to work. We just keep sending notes, you do it, and he sends it back to me, no, you do it.
Well, I know that firsthand.
There you go. Well, you know, look, there's we live in interesting times, as they say, and we're going to tackle what's going on currently in the domain industry and you know, with the forces coming against us, and also payouts, and you know, there's just a lot of things going on. So
now, when you say forces against us, and I know we've been talking about, there's been a lot of negative, dark clouds, you know, coming close to us. What exactly, in your opinion, has been going on? I mean, you have a lot of foresight and insight about what's going on in the industry. You've experienced a lot of up and downs in the industry and the roller coaster ride and the boom and the bust. What's going on now that's different than every other time, and what do we need to do as domainers to help prepare us for that?
Well, I think it's much more organized against us than it's ever been. And, you know, now they're linking trying to make it like domaining isn't a legitimate industry, and you know, I mean, we're easy punching bags. I mean, you know, the Cyber Squatter label has been on us from day one, whether we do or we don't, and it's just easy to make us a punching bag. And it's when you have people like Cadena with money behind it, it's just easy to fuel, and everyone jumps on the bandwagon. And listen, at the end of the day, like I've always said, they want what we have. And they're not willing to pay fair market value for it. They want to use the court system to steal our assets. And it isn't anything different than railroads trying to take land or other events in history. So this isn't anything that anyone should be surprised would come. It's just an inevitable part of the industry, and it isn't going to go away. It's just going to get, you know, much worse, as you saw with the decision the other day of that two-letter domain name.
Yeah, that was right. Crazy. That was one of our customers, by the way, that had that ruled against them, and I think he's going to appeal it because it makes no logical sense. The domain name was LH.com.
Right. So, you know, there was really no basis for that. And, you know, the good thing is the person, the entity that owns the domain name has pockets to at least defend their property, because if it was, you know, someone that didn't have deep pockets, they may have to just fold up their tent and lose their domain, and that's the end of it. And there goes another, you know, asset with a great value, bringing it from one side of one person's ledger to the ledger of someone else and someone else's family and their company. So this is something that's going to happen more and more, but the one thing I will say is I believe in time that wrongful decisions like this will be overturned in the courts if it can be defended.
On the other hand, not to be devil's advocate, but I think that it points to the need for domainers to consider more and more and very seriously developing their domains into working websites, because if they have a legitimate business interest, nobody can take the domain away.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's true. I guess it's unfair to assume, though, that having a domain name that's not a physical active works website doesn't, you know, means that you don't have the right to own it or use it. And of course, that's something we've always, you know, been fighting against and defending ourselves against at each of the traffic conferences and in some of these courts and forums and UDRP. But the bottom line is that there is an unfair advantage, I guess, for those that are holding domain names and not necessarily using them. Than the corporate world that's claiming that they have a legitimate right to use a website.
Well, let's face it. The UDRP is a tool of the trademark industry. The trademark industry basically has WIPO and, to some extent, lesser extent, NAF in their pocket because there is no such thing as a neutral analyst if you have a three-person panel. The neutral panelists, the so-called neutral panelists that WIPO appoints, are all favorable to the complainant over and over and over again, to the point where you've seen it. You've seen the email that people want to sue WIPO, but they have a certain amount of immunity, and the only way you're going to be able to do it is by changing UDRP and influencing it through ICANN. And, of course, the trademark interests have a big interest in ICANN as well. So we're fighting an uphill battle in those areas.
Yeah, for sure. Well, besides that, like the example of this one case, which, you know, could have gone, I guess it should have gone the other way, but I think it was Lufthansa Airlines, right, that ended up with the win of LH.com
right.
in a
yep.
panel.
Right.
But LH, you know, really is very generic in nature. And I also don't know what the defense argument was on the other side and how that came to be. But
that's the point Howard was making. It really doesn't matter what the argument is because the domainer is going to lose anyhow. So the deck is truly stacked against the domainer because all you have to look is at the record of the decision makers that are deciding the fate of the domainers, and you'll see one decision for a domainer and 77 against. I mean, you know, it gets a little silly after a while.
Right. Well, now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about the pressure on domainers and the pressure on the industry from outside forces besides legal and what's going on in UDRP claims. But how do you think the general economy, given what's going on and, you know, the folks that are, you know, looking to what's going on in the recession as buying opportunities, sales opportunities, how's the general economy, in your opinion, affecting the domain industry in general, and where do you see this playing out over the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, what I think is going to happen as far as domain names is, especially, you know, we're talking auctions and things like that, I actually think that this is probably going to be a record year for domain sales, much bigger than 2007. And the reason that I say that is, especially if the economy keeps turning sour, it, you know, people get forced into circumstance. And when you have circumstance, you have to, you know, take things out of the closet that you ordinarily wouldn't sell. You know, most men, when things get bad, the wife goes into the garage and says to the husband, you know what, you're getting rid of the Corvette, and that's it, last straw. And the guy, the last thing he wants to do is get rid of his beautiful red Corvette. But at the end of the day, when things get bad, that red Corvette gets put on the market, and someone buys it every time. And what you're going to see in the domain industry, and it's going to play out in a few weeks in Orlando, is you're going to see really good domains come to market at a very aggressive price, and those domains are going to sell. And because that's going to happen, it's going to be a record year because great domains are going to come to market. The people that are bringing the domains out will, you know, bring a reasonable price with it because they actually want to liquidate that, because that's why they're doing it, because that's the circumstance, and they're going to be forced to do it, you know, depending on everyone's financial position. If people are in a very strong cash position, they don't have to do that. But what's happened with a lot of these companies, especially retailers that you see, and they're all, a lot of them are in trouble, is they got caught in a cash crunch. And if you just happen to be in that area of your business that you were making a lot of purchases and you were maybe a little bit low on funds, and this crisis hit, you may be dealing with circumstance, and that's why I think this is just going to be an absolute great year for domain sales.
Yeah, that's probably a good view. Some people might think that more people are holding money to their chest, you know, and holding it in terms of a savings, but I am seeing more and more names coming up for sale for liquidation purposes due to the need to liquidate and use those funds for other things.
And
so you do see a lot of buying opportunities.
And at the same time, you have the end user really getting more and more educated on the value of the domain names, and he's coming to the table at the same time. So that, you know, creates an interesting thing going on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And if you were to compare this period of time in the economy to another period, is it similar to, you know, a 2000 period, 2000-2001, when there was a stock market crash? Or is it something in between, like a 9/11 period, where it wasn't really due to outside market, you know, trends, but because to some event?
In my opinion, I think it could go either way. But if it goes the bad way, it would be much worse than 2000. It'll be really, really bad. And on the other hand, if we kind of skate through the year and a few sectors help us out and some foreign money comes in, you know, to be honest with you, the Europeans should be snapping up these dot-coms because they're getting a great value because of the weak dollar. So, and the same thing with the housing market, you know, with the weak dollar, the people from Europe and other parts of the world can come in with a stronger currency and really get some great value. If that happens, that will save the day. And historically, it has happened. If it doesn't happen, I think we're in for a really, really tough ride.
Now,
and then you got to remember, anything can happen. You can have a terrorist attack. You can have a problem with oil. You can have a number of unforeseen things, and that, of course, would be, you know, off the chart.
What were you going to say, Howard?
No, I'm listening to Rick because he's absolutely right on. So I basically agree with what he's saying. I don't see the economy getting any better, at least not for the foreseeable future. So that if domains buck the trend by selling good, as Rick suggests, and I think they will, I think the spotlight is going to become on domainers and domains, and for better or worse, it may be better, it may be worse, depending upon how the spotlight shines. But it will certainly put us in the spotlight, and many of whom don't want to be in the spotlight. So that's something that you have to consider.
Yeah, agreed. Now, but if you shift gears, though, and you look at outside the United States and you look at Europe and some of the other economies, especially with the strength of the dollar, some might think this is a great opportunity for Europeans to start swooping in and grabbing the low-hanging fruit and spending some of their dollars that are worth twice as much as ours. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. The problem is that we don't know that they're smart enough to do that. I haven't seen that happen yet. Maybe it will, but there's been no inkling that they're going to take advantage of the weak dollar to do that. So you're right. They should be doing it, but whether they are going to do it, I don't know.
Well, we hope to introduce some of the opportunities by offering names like Israel.com and Jackpot.com and Pay.com and Hoodia.com, which are all going up in traffic, for some of those European dollars to flow into traffic and buy some of those domain names up, because there is opportunities there. And and they're half the price for the European market. And be interested to see how they compete with some of the U.S. dollars that are going to be flowing into the mix. Hell, even the Canadian dollar is worth a little bit more than ours these days.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
For sure. So shifting gears back to traffic a little bit, besides some of the things you're going to talk about, I understand you're bringing back the networking session.
We're not only bringing back the networking session, we're bringing back two networking sessions, one of which will be completely new, something that we've never done before that is really exciting, that people are going to be able to connect with people that they really, really want to talk about and make money with.
Yeah, for sure. And what are some of the other key sessions that are important that people should be coming to Orlando to attend? First of all, it's the first time that traffic's ever been to Orlando. Why don't you give us a little background about why that was a select location? I understand that Disney really put on a heck of a production for pitching the venue there, and they really wanted traffic at Orlando for various reasons. What's some of the background and the history on why that's a great choice?
Well, just as an extension of what you just said, as a great example, our cutoff date for our rooms being at a discounted price is tomorrow. But because the Disney people are aggressive, they really want our business, and they're really nice people, they've extended it for 7 days so that people can still, for the next 7 days, still get the rooms at the Grand Floridian at the reduced price, which is less than half of what the regular price would be.
Oh, that's great. And Disney, you know, I guess unlike any other venue that you guys have put on a venue before, they actually came in and kind of did some research behind our industry a little bit and kind of focused their presentation around an animated approach to why you should select them as a venue.
Well, Rick and I did a site visit up in Orlando. Actually, we did two site visits up in Orlando, and there were some really nice hotels that we really liked. But after we saw what the Disney had to offer and how aggressive they were to get our business, we said, we have no choice. We're going to Disney World.
That's great. So what are the details? People should be going to targetedtraffic.com, signing up. What's the expected attendance so far? And
under 10,000. Like... Under 10,000.
Under 10,000.
Well,
I hope 9,999 people show up there.
That's what I'm hoping for, too.
Let me tell you a little bit about it. For those people who have not been to Disney World, which I would imagine is a large group of your listening audience, the Grand Floridian Hotel is the only five-star hotel in not only in Orlando but in all of Florida. It is the nicest hotel in the state of Florida. And that's saying a lot because there's an awful lot of nice hotels in Florida. So that's one thing to look forward to. The number two thing is that the Grand Floridian has its own convention center. Disney has, you know, two or three different convention centers. The Grand Floridian has its own convention center, and they are giving traffic the entire convention center for our program. Number three, the Grand Floridian is right on the monorail system where the families of the attendees can attend to the different parks, and we've got some great discounts on park tickets for the families and for the wives and kids, and that's why we're doing it at this time of the year, right before Memorial Day weekend, so that that guys can bring their families and feel good about it, particularly if they haven't been to Disney World before. There's so much to see and do. You can't do it in a day. You can't do it in two or three days. It really takes a week to see all of Disney World. That's how extensive it is. Disneyland in California, for those that are familiar with Disneyland, fits into one of the parks of Disney World, and Disney World has four parks. That's how vast it is. It's huge. And to go from one end of Disney World to the other, it takes about a half hour to 40 minutes.
One of the reasons we picked Disney out of all the other places and what attracted us to Disney was, you know, let's face it, one of the most creative geniuses that ever lived in history was Walt Disney. And anytime you're even near there, even just the hotel, and you're exposed to that creativity, it inspires you to be creative. And the one thing sometimes domainers need to be is creative. I mean, speaking for myself, that's my number one deficiency, is I don't have a lot of creativeness sometimes. And, you know, you have ideas for a website, and, you know, having inspiration can bring you to another level. So we're hoping some of that will rub off.
Well, in addition, our primary, our diamond sponsor, Traffic Z, is working with the Disney people to put on a party that will beat all parties that we've ever had. Our other partner, Parked, is working with us, putting together what would normally be called a pool party, but in this case, it's a beach at the Grand Floridian that we're taking over, and it's going to be a terrific event on Thursday evening. So the evenings are going to be great. The days are going to be great. It's just going to be a really fun, working, exciting week of activities at Traffic.
Really? I may even come.
Yeah.
Sounds really exciting.
I heard Mickey and Donald Duck were going to be there.
Yeah.
Oh,
did you hear
actually,
that?
We told Mickey and Donald to stay away because these guys aren't interested in Mickey and Donald. You know, they might be interested in Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't know, but we're looking at more adult themed activities, and everybody's going to really have a great time with those.
I'm into mermaids myself, but don't tell anyone. It's just between us girls.
Well, we made a secret pact with Ariel to make sure that you get to see her.
Hey, so everybody should go to Traffic. Go to targetedtraffic.com to sign up. There's still good discount for the hotel rooms, and of course, we're having the no and low reserve auction on the first night, which is the opening night of the cocktail party, which is the 20th, and then the main premiere auction event, which will be on the 22nd. So there's good reason to come to buy
23rd.
Domain names in.
23rd. Right, Friday the 23rd.
Friday the 23rd, okay. I had that wrong in my own calendars. I guess we got to reschedule that.
It would help.
It's good we have this radio show.
but there's some great reasons to come, both for content, meeting people, and also because of the auctions. Now let's bounce back to the industry a little bit, because you both have some good insight about what's going on. Back to the kind of the international community and what's going on. So besides the strong dollar, is there any more strength and confidence that either of you have in some of the CCTLDs and some of the other extensions that have been coming out, like .Asia? And are you still all believers in .com, or are some other extensions getting you guys excited, like .mobi and some of the other extensions that we have out in the marketplace today?
Well, the three top extensions are .com, .com, and .com, and then,
But Rick Schwartz, you are a big investor in .mobi domain.
I am.
So there, you got to have some belief, or you're a big gambler that extension has some potential.
Well, as I said the other night, I like to gamble, but I gamble on business and not on not in casinos. So, it's a gamble. It's strictly a gamble. I've never said anything. I've never gone out promoting it. It's just where I decided to put my money. I mean, I could have bought Ford stock, or I could have pissed it away, or I could have done whatever I decided.
Well, buying Ford stock almost would have been like pissing it away, I guess.
Yeah, same thing. Exactly. So at the end of the day, listen, I'm a big boy. I've lost a lot of money on the stock market in my life, so I know what it is to lose big money on the stock market. I don't know what it is firsthand to lose big money in casinos, though I watch people do it all the time, and it even hurts me to watch it. And so I invest what I'm comfortable investing and what I have excess. And I decided a few plays on a few keywords. You got to remember, when I go on any extension, if I'm going to gamble, I'm going to gamble on prime domain names. So. It's interesting always to see a new extension will come out, and instead of people focusing on really good stuff, I still see them buying three and four word silly stuff that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So all I can say is, if you're going to gamble on another extension, which is fine, and that's everyone's prerogative, just get good stuff.
Yeah. But okay, so .com's number one, and but you obviously feel if you're going to gamble your money, which is precious to you, that that is worth a gamble on .mobi.
It is.
Anything else? Got your interest or attention, or anything else coming out in the future in the industry that kind of has your interest? Whether it's domains, domain extensions, or something new in technology in the industry, what are some of the new things that you're looking at that are, you know, just far off, not so far off in the future that you're starting to look at as a future investment? The internet itself.
Well, Ron Jackson has a story on traffic coming out either today or tomorrow, and if they look to the last paragraph, they'll see something that I'm working on that should be really exciting for everyone, so we'll see.
Okay. So you're not willing to share that with our audience today?
I don't want to take the scoop away.
Hey, I'm media, baby.
Let me answer your question in a general way.
Okay.
The way I would describe this, first of all, I love recessions. I would pay extra for bad times. I hope it gets worse. I love it. Why? Because in a good economy, you can't find what you can during a recession. There is so much opportunity out there. There is just so much opportunity because of circumstance. And in the last few weeks, I've kind of stepped back, and for the first time in, probably 15 years, I said, you know what, I want to look at things outside of the Internet. I want to see what's out there that isn't directly Internet, not directly domains, but, you know, maybe connected. And I can tell you there's some really exciting things coming, and a recession will allow everyone to have great opportunity, but those that pull back their horns during a recession are making a huge, huge mistake, because you know those that they have like a bunker mentality, and they're scared to spend, and they change what they do is they change their formula of how they became successful to begin with because they get scared, and that's the wrong thing to do. You just got to keep going, and if anything, you get even more aggressive, and if you do that, you get rewarded big time. Every single break that I have ever had in my life never came during good times. It always came during the worst, most challenging times. And that really holds true universally in a lot of cases.
Yeah, for sure. You know, with the recession comes a lot of area of opportunity.
A lot. And this recession in particular, because of the way it hit, and really, it just caught people with their pants down. And like I tell Howard, the first of every month, for the foreseeable future, you're going to have a whole another set or group of people and companies basically going to the guillotine. Okay, they're getting their heads chopped off the first of every month. Whether it's more foreclosures or businesses that can't pay their bills, or whatever, but you're going to see that the first of every month. Hey, tomorrow's May 1st. It's just a whole new set of people coming into that area. It's kind of like going over Niagara Falls. They're coming into the falls, and there's basically no escape for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
hate to be doom and gloom, guys, but, you know, listen, you got to deal with reality first.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely, we're in reality. It is a recession, and there are great opportunities for folks that have been holding back on the money to see it as a buying opportunity, and there's a great opportunity, and also some people see it as a time to save and not spend. So there's two different philosophies, but it's also a time to liquidate and try to take some money off the table if you have to pay for something else. Hey, there's a couple new announcements and new pieces of news that's kind of been circulating in the industry. Wanted to get your guys' feedback about that. There's a new kind of a appraisal conglomerate that includes Frank Schilling and Adam Strong and Richard Lau and folks, and they've come out with a kind of a industry expert group that have been trying to assess values of domain names and coming out with a new product. Where do you see the need for that kind of a product, and what's your take on that new launch? And also some of the speculation about domain tools being purchased out by the folks at Traffic Z. What's some of the opinions there?
The ultimate appraisals really happen at the moniker Traffic Auction.
That's true.
Because the high bid, even if it doesn't meet the reserve, the high bid is the actual market value of a domain name. As far as the group, I think I've always said that the only way to truly appraise the domain name is to have a group of qualified individuals appraise it. So I'm not sure if they agree as a group to one number, or each member gives their separate appraisal. But it's a step in the right direction. You know, between Ron Jackson monitoring domains that are selling all the time, and little by little, the industry is getting more and more sophisticated in how they appraise things, and you know, we are kind of following a real estate model to a large degree. You know, it'll all happen in time, and we're you know, it's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, that's true. And then what about some of the other consolidation that's going on or about to go on in the industry? Melbourne IT just bought out the corporate domain management group from VeriSign. TrafficZ or the group holding that industry assets. Thought Conversions is rumored to buy out Domain Tools along with some other companies. It seems like that the economy is not slowing that part of the section down.
I think you're going to see more and more consolidation as money gets tighter and tighter.
Exactly.
I don't think that's an extreme phenomenon. I think that's that goes with the territory, and I'm sure we'll see at least three or four more big mergers or takeovers between now and the end of the year.
I think you'll see it between now and the summer.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Hey, I'm the one that's being conservative here.
Well, you know.
So
you're supposed to be liberal.
Yeah, I know.
So after Traffic Orlando, the next big traffic event, which was a huge success last year, is Traffic New York. Talk a little bit about that, and then we'll wind up the show. But, you know, Traffic New York has already been planned out. It's scheduled to happen. Give us some dates around that, what you're thinking about the content there being, what location's been chosen, all that kind of stuff.
Well, the Traffic New York, if the website is right, is September 23rd to 26th.
That's right.
And this year it's going to be right across from the financial district at the foot of the Brooklyn Bridge. So if anyone wants to buy the Brooklyn Bridge, you can come and see us. It's going to be, look, New York is New York. And as you saw last year, I think what we end up with something like $15 million in domain sales in a few hours. I think you're going to likely see that happen again, and hopefully we'll break that record. It's New York is by the time New York rolls around, and you have another 5 months of progress and 5 months of everything unfolding, and you're going to see some real headline domain sales in that time. I think everyone in the industry is going to know that New York is going to be probably the biggest domain show ever.
Yeah, I would agree with that because as I just read somewhere today, I forget where it was, on one of the blogs or something, there are no U.S. shows, as prolific as U.S. shows have become, there are no U.S. shows between Orlando and New York for that five-month period. So we've already received a lot of inquiries and excitement about the New York show. It will be, for those who were attending last year, you know how great it was. We're changing the venue, but it's going to be even bigger and better. And we believe it'll be the Rick says, the biggest show that we've ever had with the biggest auction we've ever had.
Yeah,
so don't feel pressured, Monty.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not pressured. I'm looking forward towards the opportunity, no matter how bad the economy is.
That's right.
For sure. Well, before I wind up, is there any last words of wisdom or any other hints or advice that you're able to provide either of you about whether it's a legal legal position on your domain portfolio, any kinds of legal things that are coming down, or just the holding of inventory and how to increase the value of that in hard times? Now's the time to share it with the listening folks, and another reason why they should be attending some of these conferences.
I'm going to let Rick end this conversation, but let me just say that I think that that we are going to make both developers and SEO people available to our attendees, because that's the direction of the future of domaining, is developing SEO maximization and getting the most from your domains. The LH case, if nothing else, proves that you can't just keep a domain in the portfolio and hope that it's going to someday make you money. You've really got to do something with your domains, and these are the opportunities are going to be presented in Orlando for each and every attendee to maximize the value of their domain. So we're excited about that.
And I'll just say that it'll be interesting to see what's going on. That I would think that in lieu of a lot of these decisions, that a lot of domainers are at least taking their prime domains and trying to form some type of a business around it, especially, you know, with this, they're starting to bring up that parking is non-use. And so I'm really looking forward to listening to what the parking companies have to say, because they're the ones really that are under attack more than anyone at this point. And I'd like to know, hear what they think the future is going to bring, and how people developing their prime domains will affect their business. And it's definitely going to shuffle some cards, so it'll be a pretty interesting discussion, and domainers really need to participate in it too.
Right. All right, well, Rick and Howard, we really appreciate your time on Domain Masters tonight. We look forward to the Traffic Orlando event. Again, anyone interested in attending the event should go to targetedtraffic.com, sign up online. Disney has extended a special hotel rate for the week. It's a great time to bring your friends and family and visit Disney World, as the discounted rate will be extended through the weekend as well. I know that that me and my family are taking advantage of that opportunity and going to go see Disney World, and I know a lot of our associates and friends in the domain industry are going to have a chance to relax a little bit and kick back after a nice working conference and go have some time with their family. So go to Traffic New York, go to the Targeted Traffic site to go see the venues that are upcoming, especially the New York venue in September, and be prepared to see some of the best domain names change hands at the Traffic Moniker auction on the 20th and the 23rd.
Oh, and don't forget, Monty, one other thing we forgot to mention is Traffic Down Under in November.
Oh, yes, I forgot. You guys are taking traffic out to Australia. Yeah, so tonight, give us a couple minutes on that and the reasons behind that.
Well, tonight,
go ahead, Rick.
I'm only going to mention one thing, and I'm going to turn it over to Howard. And I just want to let you know, and Michael Robertson and the gang will be happy that I mentioned it, that tonight is the deadline for the early bird special for Australia show. I believe it's at $9.95 until tonight, and tomorrow it goes up. So there's still a few hours to go and sign up. And now I'll let Howard tell you all about Australia.
Yeah, well, Australia is going to be on the Gold Coast of Australia, which is just south of Brisbane, where Fabulous is based. And this came out of Traffic East, where Dan Warner and I sat and talked about how to create a traffic outside the United States. And we ended up going into partnership with Fabulous to put this together using the traffic mold. Fabulous is doing literally a fabulous job putting it together. We've seen all of the product that they're putting together, and the scheduling and the facilities, and it's just top-notch. It's wonderful. We're really excited about it, because it's really going to give us a chance to contact and be a part of the other side of the world, so to speak, the Far East, and we anticipate a number of participants from Hong Kong and China and Japan and the Philippines, in addition to a number of people coming from the U.S. And it's not cheap. I've got to tell you, we've priced it out, and it's a long trip, and it's expensive. But these guys from Australia do it all the time. You know, you get the Fabulous guys and Mike Gilmore and all those guys come over here, and they go to Florida and to Las Vegas and New York, and so we can do the same. Particularly now that you can right now get some pretty good buys on the hotels and on the signups. So it's really going to be an exciting event. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great. And of course, we have an auction lined up for traffic down under as well, and so it should be a lot of fun taking
the auction platform offshore. If we can get 200 people or so from the United States to go, we can all meet in L.A. and charter a jet and really have a good time. So I'll throw that out there.
You need a big jet for 200 people.
What's that?
You need a big jet for 200 people.
Well, we all want to go first class, too.
Yeah, well, that's great, and yeah, traffic down under should be a lot of fun, and of course we're going to be on the venue to perform the auction there, and then heading up to China shortly thereafter to do the casino affiliate convention auction shortly thereafter. So while we're all the way over in that part of the world, we're going to go and hit China and open up the eyes of that region as well for the domain auction community as well.
Monty, you're a real world traveler.
You've called me a lot of other things, Howard.
You should see what he calls you behind your back.
I know. But somehow I get to hear those things down the road, so nothing's hidden anymore.
Let's set the record straight. I never say anything behind somebody's back that I don't say to them in front of it.
Well, anyway, well, I really appreciate your time, and you guys are definitely on the forefront and forethinkers of our industry, and continue to be very happy to support the traffic events and also our auctions there. And anybody who's listening should definitely be coming to these events and meeting the other domainers and the other industry folks and the investors that are now investing in our industry and helping to propel it forward even in the toughest of times. And so it's really important to support the event, to meet the people around you, and to continue moving the industry forward in all different types of economies and all different types of industry weather. So again, you guys are a big part of that in keeping things straightforward for us. So thank you for that, and thank you for being my guest on Domain Masters yet again.
Thanks, Marcy.
And thank you for inviting us.
We appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Good night, everyone.
Take care.
All right, folks, so that winds up another great week of Domain Masters. We'll be on next week with another live show about what's going on in the industry, and we will be back broadcasting live at Traffic Orlando at the live auction for two nights. It looks like we'll be online. And if anyone's interested in finding out more information about the Traffic auction or our auction schedule, go to moniker.com, look at the auction schedule. You can submit names for auctions that are happening from June on. We have the Domainer meeting in Paris that we're doing for Snap Names. And the GEO conference is happening in July. We have three auctions and events going on in August, including SES, Search Engine Strategies Conference, and also Affiliate Summit and Internet. So get onto the Moniker website, start submitting your names, and be ready to have your names auctioned off. With that said, be the master of your domain, and we'll see you next week. Take care.